game we call Joe McKenzie Liver Pork Chop. And how does this work? Can we explain the rules?
Basically, we've got a list of facts about all of us here in the studio. And we've got people on the phone, and we're going to see if they can match the fact with the member of the show.
All right, we need two people.
Yes.
Let's go to person number one, Dee Dee. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. What's up?
What's up, girl?
Okay. I just wanted you guys first to tell you guys are my alarm clock every morning.
Aww.
I have a special needs children, and they debate every
Aw, thanks, Dee Dee.
No, McKenzie.
Yes.
No, McKenzie.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, Dee Dee, your phone's cutting out. Don't move. Wherever you're at, stay focused, okay? We need that nice, strong phone signal.
All right.
There you go. You sound crystal clear.
We love you, girl.
Got Dee Dee locked in.
Yes.
And loving the energy. We'll go to Sarah this morning. Hey, Sarah, you're on Joe and McKenzie.
Hi. Hi, guys.
Hey, girl. Happy Friday.
Thank you. Happy Friday.
Hey, is your seatbelt buckled?
I just left dropping off my kids.
So. Okay. Safety first, okay? We
yes.
care about you.
Side note, Dee Dee told me that she first fell in love on a roller coaster, and Sarah also, side note, told me that she cannot stand that Anthony guy that was just on.
Oh, right.
Oh, everybody is
mad
about him.
We're still a little shooken up from that.
Yeah, that's terrible.
If you missed it, we'll put it up our podcast later, joemckenzie.com, or of course, anywhere you find podcasts, pretty much you'll find Joe McKenzie to search for Joe and McKenzie to spell it on out.
All right, so the way this is going to work is, Dee Dee, I'm going to give you a question first, and then you need to answer it.
Okay.
And then, Sarah, I will give you a question. So, Dee Dee,
okay.
Who on the show had a birthday this week? Joe, McKenzie, Liv, or Pork Chop?
Oh, my God. It was, Liv?
Oh, no.
It was McKenzie.
It was.
McKenzie. I knew it. I was like, oh, my God. She did the same on her birthday. Dang it.
Yes, I had to go to Starbucks and have everyone serenade me happy birthday. It was awesome.
All right. Well, hey, Dee Dee, hang on. You're not out of it yet. We'll go to Sarah. We're going to go back and forth between with these Joe McKenzie Liver Pork Chop questions.
Who on the show lost their voice for 2 whole months? Joe, McKenzie, Liv, or Pork Chop?
Was it Pork Chop?
That is correct.
I wish I had the audio pulled up. Like when I remember interviewing Pork Chop, and we hear all these great things. Like, this guy's really good. He's worked here and here, and he's worked with a lot of people that we respect in our radio industry. I'm like, so he's got to be a perfect fit. He'll help the show. And he's like, hey guys, it's me.
They're like,
what the hell?
They were like, stop kidding. And I'm like, no, really, I just had surgery, and they hit my vocal cords.
It honestly was scary.
Yeah, but literally the day I started was the day my voice came back. So, hallelujah.
You're lucky one of our bosses didn't want to hire you because of your voice. They were so afraid.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we weren't sure if it was going to come back, but it did.
But it did. Look at you now.
So, we're into round two now.
Question for Dee Dee. Who wanted Heelys for Christmas as a kid but never got them? Heelys are roller skating sneakers. Is that Joe, McKenzie, Liv, or Pork Chop?
Oh, God. Man, I wish I had my kids on this one. No?
That's
Liv. I would love to see Joe in some Heelys.
I wanted them so bad. My neighbor had them, and he was very, very coordinated, and I wasn't as coordinated as a child, so I feel like that's why I never got them.
I think I would have been over the weight limit for Heelys. So like,
all right.
Sarah.
Hi, sorry.
Who had an acai bowl for breakfast?
That's a very educated guess. And real quick, what kind of bowl is it again, Pork Chop?
Acai bowl.
He said acai
something. I said acai.
It is me, McKenzie. So I'm obsessed with acai bowls. Today I'm going with the Go Green. It has kiwi and it has honey and bananas. It's pretty healthy and spinach and kale and all the good things all mixed in. It's
so,
really
Pork Chop, if I got this right, heading into the last round here with Dee Dee and Sarah, Dee Dee has got none. Sarah has got one.
Right. Dee Dee has to get this right to stay in the game.
All right, Dee Dee, we have faith in you.
This is a tough one.
Whose first car was purple? Joe, McKenzie, Liv, or Pork Chop?
And I'm not even being a jerk. I just want to make sure she fully heard the question. Whose first car was purple? Joe, McKenzie, Liv, or Pork Chop?
Liv?
Oh, no. It was actually mine. It was my mom's old Plymouth Breeze, which is similar to a Dodge Stratus. I thank her for it, even though I got called all kinds of names and people called it the Barneymobile. I called it Papa Pesh's Pimpin' Purple Plymouth.
Oh, that's a mouthful.
Was it like a grape purple, like a deep purple?
It was like legit if like you hit Barney and he splattered everywhere purple, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
Or like grape Kool-Aid purple. It was a good purple. All right. Well, just for fun, let's see how Sarah does on this last one. Go ahead, Chops.
Who on the show had a stutter as a kid and went on a speech therapy for it?
Is that Joe, McKenzie, Liv, or Pork Chop?
Is it a Joe or Pork Chop? I remember this, but I can't remember Pork Chop.
That was Liv.
Yeah, that was me. I had a stutter when I was in kindergarten, and I had to go to speech therapy, and I had to clap when I talked. And so my sisters always dreaded when I would tell stories.
Wait, is that why you still do it? Because Liv will listen up, Joe. You
honestly,
can't.
Honestly, that might be because I literally, I'm not joking. As a child, I had to clap while I talked to get every syllable out and not stutter.
Ooh.
That's such a good idea.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's very effective.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay, so is that why you do it on Instagram, too? You do the clapping hands, too, so you don't, like, sit around there?
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Hey, Sarah's our big winner today. Round of applause for her.
Yay. Guys are done. Queen of the
day. Thank you, guys.
Dee Dee, we love you as much as well. You have a wonderful weekend, ladies. Thank you so much for listening to the show and for calling in. At this time, let's do a little station identification. We are Joe and McKenzie on Radio Now.